We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
Yes, indeed, it is the professor here with Monday morning's Quote or No Quote. This week we're looking at Patrick Henry's famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. You know Patrick Henry Buzzkill is one of the most famous early American heroes. In 1773, Patrick Henry, along with Thomas Jefferson and Richard Henry Lee, convinced their fellow Virginians to join with the other colonies in opposing British rule. The most famous thing Patrick Henry did, however, and the thing which has passed down through generations of American history books, is give a speech to the Virginia House of Burgesses showing his level of dedication to the cause of the colonies. On the 23rd of March in 1775, the Burgesses were debating whether to mobilize the colonial militia against the British forces. Patrick Henry stood up in that assembly and said, "Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery?" Then came his crowning statement, and the one we all know. "Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." The House of Burgesses erupted into cheers and passed the mobilization resolution overwhelmingly. Ever since, Patrick Henry's "Give me liberty or give me death" line has been a staple of American patriotism, memorized by school children and quoted endlessly by politicians. But you guessed it, Buzzkillers, and you know what I'm going to say. There's no evidence that Patrick Henry ever said, "Give me liberty or give me death." In fact, there's no direct and reliable record of his speech at all. In 1817, 42 years after the speech was given, a prominent Virginia politician, William Wirt, published a biography of Patrick Henry. Wirt wrote the speech, based, he said, on the recollection of St. George Tucker, another old Virginia politician who'd been there in 1775. But Tucker said later that, and I'm quoting here, "In vain should I attempt to give any idea of his speech," meaning that he couldn't remember it verbatim, nor could he remember the gist of what Patrick Henry had said. All he could remember was that it was exciting. And historians to this day debate whether the speech was mostly the work of St. George Tucker or William Wirt. But Wirt was writing at a time, the early 1900s, Buzzkillers, when the Founding Fathers were being celebrated and deified by all kinds of biographies. You see, the Founding Father generation was starting to die off, and the country was starting to expand, and its first histories were being written. Like Wirt's biography, many of these histories and biographies were exaggerated or based on very, very slender evidence, if any at all. So Patrick Henry's most famous speech that we all know and love is more a product of early 19th century patriotism than the real thing. Talk to you next week.
Capacast.